Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, fun Friday time. I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm ready to dig in. Before we go too far, you know how we're going to start, though, right? Right directly into God's Word. So the scripture this week, we've been in the book of John. Okay, John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Man, when I read that verse, it just gives me hope. It gives me encouragement. It gives me pumped up, just ready to rock and roll. So hopefully you guys listened to the spiritual kickoff earlier this week where I really unpacked that one verse in particular. And then for the meat episode, we did something a little bit different this week. I want to get your feedback on it. I actually went through a lesson that I taught a while back, because I teach Sunday school and I take, you know, pretty detailed notes when I do that. And we really unpacked scripture leading up to that one in John 16:33. So I spent a lot of time talking about grief and what does that look like and tribulations and why do these things happen and what Jesus was pointing to. And then finally got to the aha moments that the disciples were having, like, oh, this is what he meant, right? And then pointing to ultimately that at the end, he was by himself on that cross. His boys deserted him. He was by himself, yet he said right here at the end, I am not alone because the Father is with me. And guys, that is one thing that I hope that you remember from that episode or take away from it. Outside of the other question, do you now believe? And that question, I know it sounds super simple, guys, but sometimes it's the simple stuff that we miss trying to go for the complexities in this world. Don't miss the simple stuff like believing that Jesus is the Son of God and believing in him as your Savior. We can't miss the simple, going for the complex. So I really spent a lot of time in that episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. It was, for me, it was fun, to be honest, just to unpack God's Word, just to kind of go through and see how I simplify and apply it to my life. And hopefully a lot of that stuff resonated with you. Because it's not about me growing. It's about helping you grow, right? And helping you grow. And hopefully we actually grow together, right? Because I love growing. What helps me grow the most? Being in our community with our other guys. I tell you what, I get challenged all the time. I absolutely love it. I learn stuff. I grow in Christ. And that's what it's all about. So prayerfully, the Lion Within Us is helping you in that. I know this Fun Friday episode, you guys like these because we kind of have a little bit of fun. We get off the beaten path a little bit and dig into some areas to help us grow in our life. But at the end of the day, I just hope the Lion Within Us is helping you grow in Christ. That is the most important thing by far, that you are strengthening your relationship with the Savior. So, guys, hopefully you enjoyed that episode. Go back and let me know for sure. But let's dig into our tips. Okay. We're going to have a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. Now remember, health tips are mind and body. Wealth tips usually have to do around career and finances. And self tips has to be tied to being a better husband and a better dad. Okay. Now let's get into the health tip for this week. One word, sushi. Now, you heard me right. S-U-S-H-I, sushi. Serve until something happens inside. Isn't that awesome, guys? So I got that from our community, from our longtime community member, Lonnie Maley. I love Lonnie. He's got a heart for the Lord. He is in the mission field. He's the type of guy that you just want to hang out with because he's just going to make you feel good. He's always smiling. He's got this disposition about him that I absolutely love. To have him in our community, he makes us better. He challenges us. He's always just such a good sport on stuff too. He and I have a really great relationship, and he brought this up. He's like, you know what? This is what I always say, sushi. And me, I love sushi. Me and my wife, we love some sushi. I just thought that really was impactful because if you're out there serving and you're just going through the motions like that, and you're just doing it out of obligation, man, you're missing such an important opportunity. Because if you serve and something happens inside to where you actually start experiencing the joy that Christ wants to give you, there is power in that, y'all. I am telling you, there's power in that. So just serve until something happens. I had another community member talking about when he and his church go out to do community work, they always worship. They worship before they start serving. And just opening, inviting the Holy Spirit to come in that moment while they're serving, and remember why they're doing the work. It's not just to, you know, to pick up trash or to do whatever you're doing. No, it's just to honor God and to show, to give him all the glory. So serve until something happens. And look, next time you go to a sushi restaurant, you'll never forget that one, right? Serve until something happens. Now, your wealth tip this week. I'm using a lot of these wealth tips. And guys, if you go back, man, this has been a while now. I talked about this book, but I just love this book. It's called Wealth Habits, and it's by Candy Valentino. Love her, the stuff that she talks about. It's real, it's practical, it makes sense. And one thing that she talked about is the 1031 exchange. And I just want to make you guys aware of this because I was never aware of the 1031 exchange. It's not something that really gets talked about a lot until I went through some financial training. But as a real estate investment tool, you can use this exchange. It's called 1031, and it allows investors to swap one investment property for another. Okay. So what you basically do is you're deferring capital gains here. That's all you're doing, or losses, but capital gain taxes that you would typically have to pay, you can defer those. Okay. So there's a couple rules to a 1031 exchange if you've never heard of it before. It has to be a like kind of property. Okay. So you can't just, you know, be going out there willy-nilly. They have to be some like kind to the properties, okay? It can be an investment or business property only, right? It can't be a primary residence. That's the big one. The replacement property should be of equal or greater value, right? So you can't be going downscale. And replacement property must be identified within 45 days. And it also needs to be purchased within 180 days. So there are a lot of rules that had to be met. And you may need some help with doing this, but you may be able to defer capital gains tax payment due on that sale of that initial property. And that's a big deal, guys. I mean, it's not about, trying to elude, but you definitely want to be smart. And anytime you can take advantage of something in the government so far as to defer taxes, it's big. And although this can be complicated, consult with a qualified tax strategist is a great way to get this started, and use that 1031. Or so you need to kind of remember too, that 1031 exchange, you defer now, but any tax you owe becomes due when you eventually take that profit. So at some point, you know, the rubber meets the road, you're going to have to pay the taxes, but the 1031 exchange is a great way to defer that. Okay. So just wanted to bring that up to you guys. So for some of you guys that are in real estate, or maybe you're considering real estate, do you a little bit of research on that 1031 exchange, and maybe that will help you figure out, is that the right path for you? Now, for your self tip this week, okay, guys. Now, I love how Jesus in a story this week talked very plainly and directly to his disciples, Right. He just, and they actually said, what did they say? We'll give it to my, back to my Bibles. He says, you are not using a figure of speech. You speak plainly. I think it's funny that they said that. So from our spouse, let's remember this. They don't have a crystal ball. You have to tell her what's going on. And I know a lot of us guys, look, we use up all our words throughout the day. End of the day, we don't want to talk. We don't want to talk. We definitely won't tell what's really bothering us in our heart or what concerns we have, because sometimes we don't want to feel weak or like we don't have stuff figured out. We always want to feel like we got stuff figured out. We're in control, right? No, guys. She doesn't have a crystal ball, and you got to start being direct. And I'm not saying being a jerk. I'm saying be direct, right? Be clear. Tell her what's going on. Open up. Have some vulnerability. I'm not saying you have to always be this super intense emotional guy, but I am saying you guys need to be super intentional about speaking truth and letting your wife know what's going on in your life. Don't hide these things. Don't keep it in the dark. Satan wants you to keep these things in the dark, because if you keep it in the dark, nothing happens. Expose it to the light. Talk to your wife, right? She doesn't have a crystal ball. If you're struggling with something, tell her. If you have a problem that you're trying to solve, let her in. Invite her into that conversation so that you can open up the line of communication. I'm just telling you guys, there's power in it. So many guys think their wives should be mind readers. Yeah, I've been married to her for however many years. She should know what I want by now. No, because you're aggravating. You're hard to figure out. You know why? Because I'm aggravating and hard to figure out. Totally get it. Becca can't read my mind. I wish she could sometimes, but she can't. And I got to start doing a better job. I know you guys do too, of speaking up and understand that you have to tell her, you have to give her that permission to come into your life. And she's not there with you all the time, guys, unless you work with your spouse and you guys are together literally all the time. That very rarely happens. You got to tell her, talk to her, right? So keep that in mind. She doesn't have a crystal ball. And remind her too that you don't have a crystal ball. And then you can apply this same principle to your kids, fellas. I'm telling you, it just ripples down. It starts for me at asking really good questions and coming at it with an effort to serve. Just want to serve, want to know, want to be able to love and be able to have all these things, to do all these things. I need to understand, first of all, that they don't have a crystal ball, neither do I. So why don't we just be open and honest? All right. So there are your three tips: your health tip, your wealth tip, and your self tip. Health tip, that sushi. Don't forget that sushi. Serve until something happens inside. Your wealth tip, check out that 1031 exchange. I think it could be something for some of you guys that hopefully may be a new avenue for you to look as you build wealth moving forward. And your self tip, remember that spouse of yours, they don't have a crystal ball. So start being direct. All right. Now, our book of the week this week, I want a little different this week with the book of the week. I just finished doing this book, and this is highly recommended. Now, it's actually right here for our guys on YouTube. If the tomb is empty, study guide. Study guide. Now, you guys know I'm all about some Pastor Joby. I support everything he does at Church of 1122. I love him. And he wrote If the Tomb is Empty a couple of years ago. He was back on one of our earlier guests on the show. And we did, with my discipleship group, we took If the Tomb is Empty, and we use this study guide. It's not very big, guys. This thing is only, what, maybe 100 pages, if that, or 77 pages. And what he does, I think it's just brilliant. It just works through each chapter, questions and guides as you read the book. And it gives you thought-provoking questions. And I'm telling you, it took my discipleship group, we were laughing about it actually today. I'm recording this on a Saturday. It took us maybe 8 months to go through it, because we would camp out for weeks on a chapter because the questions were that thought evoking, but they also generated a lot of conversation. And I'm just telling you, it's one of the greatest resources. I can't talk enough about it, but this study guide was really big to help us grow as a discipleship group. Now, his new book, Anything is Possible, guys, go back, check out the episode. It just came out, by the time this releases, maybe a month or two ago. So this that was the sequel to If Anything Is Possible. So they kind of run together. If the tomb is empty, anything is possible. It's like a combo that has a study guide too. We just started that in my personal discipleship group. And it's phenomenal. We did the prologue, and that we actually were able to do the prologue in a week. But we started chapter one today, and we got through like six questions. I mean, it's just that type of engagement. It fosters that type of open dialogue. So highly recommend these books, guys. Highly recommend these books. Go check out thelinewithin.us/book. That's our book of the week page, guys. And you can get any of these books that I'm talking about. There's links there. You can check them out, or you can go find your own links or whatever you want. But those books are really big for us. We actually have a book club in The Lion Within Us. So if you're a reader and you want to come alongside with some of us as we read books on a regular basis and talk about them and discuss them as a group of Christian men, hey, that's part of our membership, guys. So that's a brand new feature we have within the Lion Within Us community, that book club. So if you're a reader, hey, it's a great opportunity for you to plug in with other Christian men to do that, fellas. So let's get into our dad jokes this week, our dad jokes of the week. This first one is actually submitted by a community member. This dad joke says, a man has been stealing wheels off a police car. The police are working tirelessly to catch him. Get it? That was from old Jeremy Benson. He is a member of our community. And I love Jeremy, his heart. He's actually, the first day he joined the community, he got into a mastermind. And in that mastermind, he got put in the hot seat. So it was pretty cool, but he's a great sport. Love him to death. He's just what he's doing. He's got a heart for the Lord. He's actually a pastor. He's serving guys. So that he wants to submit that joke. And I'm so thankful for you, Jeremy, for being part of our community. Thank you for that joke. And I definitely got a lot of laughs out of our listeners. And dad joke number two, my pet mouse, Elvis, died last night. He was caught in a trap. So there you go, guys. Let us know which one lands the best. Number one, a man has been stealing wheels off a police car. The police are working tirelessly to catch him. Number two, my pet mouse, Elvis, died last night. He was caught in a trap. So let us know again. Number one, number two, remember, eye rolls do count. I will tell you this. Number two, Becca, hopefully, maybe she listens. I'm not sure if she listens to all the Fun Fridays. This is when I told her this one. She said she didn't get it. She's not an Elvis fan. But just pray for our marriage, y'all. No, I'm just kidding. But it was a funny moment. I thought everybody knew that song. But anyway, you know I love you, baby. But let us know which one, again, lands best for you. This week has been all about being victorious in Christ. What does that look like? Overcoming those dark valleys and being able to move to permanent joy, the joy that only comes with Him. So I want you to think about this. I've asked this question for three episodes now. Who gets the credit when you are victorious? Are you taking that credit? Or do you point that to Jesus, to the cross, to what He did for you? I'm telling you, fellas, how you answer this question matters. So make sure you're pointing everything in your life, that you're directing all that effort to Him. If you do, you're going to have that peace that passes all understanding. You're going to have that joy that just overflows, and it's going to make a huge impact in your life. So hopefully you enjoy this Fun Friday, guys. I always enjoy doing these. These are just, again, fun. I guess that's why I call them Fun Fridays. But share it with others. That's the big thing. Share it with others. Go to thelinewithin.us. If you haven't joined the community by now, I want you to go, what are you waiting on, man? Like, seriously, come on, bro. We'll give you a 30-day free trial. So go check us out there at thelinewithin.us. Start your 30-day free trial. Join the daily SKO. If you're not ready for the community, join the daily spiritual kickoff. Get that spiritual boost. You're not just going to eat on Sunday, and you by about Tuesday or Wednesday, you'd be ready to hurt somebody. So let us help you give you that spiritual food, Monday through Friday in the community. $5 a month, guys. It is a no-brainer. Or maybe you just want to be a donor. Just support us. I'm telling you, every dollar helps. We're out here. This is a lot of work. I'm not even going to lie to you guys, but we love it. We're doing it because God's called us to it. We would ask that you, if you're getting value out of it, consider supporting it. Again, thelionwithin.us, thelionwithin.us. You can go /donate if you want to be a donor. You can set yourself up to be a monthly recurring donor, a one-time donor. Whatever support you want to send us will make a huge impact. And I just want to say thank you for the donors that we have right now who show up each and every month and support the work that we're doing to help you guys be the leader God intends you to be. So thank you, fellas, so much. Again, share this stuff out with others. See you back here on next week. Have a great weekend. Hopefully, go have some sushi and keep serving, right? Thank you again, Lonnie, for that one. Thank you, Jeremy, for that joke. And thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen to the show. There's so many podcasts out there. The fact you listen to this each and every week, three times a week, means more to me than I can ever express. So keep pushing forward, keep standing firm in the faith, and keep unleashing the lion within. Every man needs to have a bunch of "it is written"s in their life. When the attacks come, you better be ready. To help you get started, I want to give you a free guide to get 10 scriptures that will have you ready to fight like a lion. Along with the guide, there are a series of messages designed to come alongside you during your mission of committing these verses to memory. So get started by visiting thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us, and unlock your free guide to fight like a lion. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.